Tacoma, General.
Okay.
General, you're on.
Hello?
General?
Right.
Thank you, just a moment.
Yellow?
This is John Clifton.
General, CBS has got a story, and I don't know if they're going to use it, but they're peddling it around. But we're cutting expenses, and we're supposed to be economy-minded, but we've added a lot of people to the photography service to White House. And we now have a total of 15 people that are jumping up and down around them covering me. And we have over $500,000 a year expenditure on a big laboratory just to take pictures of me.
Not so.
Well, now, let's be very, very careful. First of all, the laboratory oughtn't be manned by anybody, and oughtn't be any $500,000, except just in cases of emergency there. And let's get Cecil and his relief, whoever he is, but let's cut everything else out of it, because they'll be investigating it. And I know nothing about it, and I never heard of it, but they're upset about it. And I want to be able, when I get back next week, to tell Frank Stanton just what we have, and lay it on the line, and let's just do without some of our services if we have much.
Right, sir.
That's number one. Now, number two, I've told them this several times before, but they don't listen to me. I don't want any picture to be given to anybody or even shown to anybody at the White House unless I have approved it, unless I do it. For instance, if I have a picture made with you, I don't want the photographer to take it and give it to you and have 100 copies of it made if I'm in it without my knowing it.
Right.
Now, I see them all around on other people's desks. I'll give you an illustration. If I have one with Bill Moyer and some preacher, well, I'll see four or five different prints of it on his desk. Now, it may be well that he asked for it. So a photographer, sergeant photographer, would feel like if one of the top aides asked him for it, he'd have to supply it, but he doesn't have to supply it. If he does, he's going to get in trouble.
Right.
So just tell him that the president has personally asked that no picture go out of that, out of his office that the president hasn't approved himself, because then we won't make many of them, and we won't send many of them out, and we won't have this problem. But they're going to use it on us in the campaign. And I'd also like to just take a comparison of the number of people that we had when I took over there and the number now. I want to be sure that they're substantially lower when I let those other aides go. And if we need to, we'll just minimize our service some.
Right, sir.
Now, another thing, the whole story this weekend, and it's five columns down here, is that I had everything set up to go home Thursday, and I'd ordered a Jetstar standby, and so on and so forth, and I had the baggage trucks in the White House. Now, I never heard of it, didn't know anything about it. Would somebody do that without talking to me?
Yes, sir, they would. In this particular instance, I've just filed, Commander Josephson told me of your inquiry, and I wrote him a report of exactly what we did, and it's on the teletype to him now. And I'll call him and tell him to be sure and show it to you. We alerted one Jetstar.
Why?
Because we were told by the press people that they have been directed to get a plane for 9 o'clock departure.
Well, now, don't do that. You don't get your orders from the press, do you?
No, sir. You see, Major Cross is the pilot you'd like to have, and he is 2 hours from being ready to fly. And I should have probably gone to Mr. Valenti and asked him specifically, should I alert Major Cross?
That's right. Always do that, because you've got me a five-page story, and I can't run against you and George Reedy both.
Well,
I can take care of Goldwater, but I can't beat y'all.
Well, we made a mistake in not Just going right into you or to Mr. Valentian.
On whose information did you make this request? I want to see who's giving you that. Some newspaper man, the Carter?
No, sir. No, Mr. Reedy's office called our office and said we thought you'd like to know that we have ordered an aircraft for 9 o'clock. And you see, this, the reason they tell us is because all of the extra things that we have to take, people, we buy tickets on that airplane, except for the 8 people you take with you. And so they call us as a courtesy to say we're going to buy an airplane, and you may now tell us how...
Well, now, the next time somebody calls you that, and you say, has the president said that he's going or told you to do it, and don't you plan anymore unless you get instruction, Mr. Bellini, to set up my plans, because if you go over there foolishly this afternoon and make a reservation for me to go to Europe or to Moscow,
yes, sir,
you can goddamn sure ruin me.
Right.
And you've almost done it down here now. You've
well,
had to...
It was the press plane that started this story.
Well...
Jetstar.
Well, no, it's 5 points. They use 5-point story. Wait a minute, I'll read it to you. Where's the Dallas News this morning? It's a 5-point story. The first one is setting up the Jetstar.
Right.
They have checked and they found out a Jetstar set up. Then they checked and they found out that 2 baggage trucks were come into the White House. Then they checked and they found out that the press plane was ordered. Then they checked and found out that some suitcases had been brought down. Now all of this was just people didn't have anything to do. Because y'all are busy, you wouldn't be doing an unnecessary thing. And the only one knows when I'm going is I know, and I tell Valenti, and he'll notify you, and he'll notify Reedy. In the meantime, y'all quit putting out making these moves that cause me to get to catch hell.
Yes, sir.
I just got 5 columns here this morning. Here's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns, page 5, LBJ fools AIDS, comma. Finally flies back to Texas. President Johnson flew to his house 24 hours after the intricate machinery involved in presidential travel had been fully cranked up on the chance of a Thursday night leaving. And then he goes on and talks about other things. Many presidential aides, that's you and George Reedy now, as near as we can tell, had expected Johnson to leave Thursday night and full preparations had been made. These efforts proved to be very premature, not unusual.
That's really sticking it to you. And I say our part is the Jetstar.
Took along what Press Secretary Reedy described as weekend reading. For many who follow Johnson, a group that includes White House aides, Secret Service agents, reporters, photographers, this was an on-again, off-again, on-again trip. Now, see, I never knew that you and George Reedy were just playing with yourselves. For nearly 5 hours Thursday, this group had operated the belief that Johnson would fly to Texas after dark. The assumption led to this chain of events. 1, an Air Force Jetstar was made ready at Andrews to carry the president to Johnson City immediately. 2, the several score individuals who tag along every time the president leaves Washington bustled home and packed their suitcases.
That's not us.
No, but that's because you all acted damn fool and made this first decision or they wouldn't have been bustling home when they heard about it. 3, a White House truck was sent in and loaded with resulting baggage. 4, a commercial jet transport was lined up to carry the press corps on a charter basis. 2 buses were dispatched to the executive mansion to carry the presidential party and members of the press corps. In Texas, other reporters and Secret Service agents and all communications experts and military stood by awaiting Johnson's anticipated arrival. These events began at 4:30 p.m. Now, poor president was just standing there doing his work as best he could until about 5 minutes of 10 that night.
Right.
And you guys were out here making reservations and all the stuff that I never heard of. There was no announcement that Mr. Johnson would not go to Texas during the night. There was no word of how he spent that evening. Why was the machinery cranked up in the first place? Sources close to Mr. Johnson said he did not tell him he was going. However, aides, AIDES, thought there was a possibility he'd make the trip when they learned he had no appointments Friday. From long and close knowledge of those who like to fly on short notice, when the opportunity arrives, the AIDS decided that they would plant this wave.
Well, now, this word AIDS, of course, is a newspaper short word for everybody on your staff.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I'm doing my best to survive.
Right.
That's why I cut my AIDS from 3 to 1.
That's why we're doing our best to support you without getting you into trouble.
Well.
And we made a mistake, Mr. President. I will not alert any Jetstar.
Don't alert anybody until I ask them to, and then if you tell me you can't get it, then that's my hard luck.
Right, sir, but please.
But if when you're going to alert it, it's going to be like Hanson Bowen's article in the paper this morning. We got no more security anywhere.
Terrible.
And if you're going to alert them and they know that you alerted them, how in the hell would they know you alerted them?
Well, I don't know how they would know that, because I don't know how. Of course, they saw the press buses and the baggage buses and all those.
I don't know why in the back of the house they have no access there.
Well, they can walk in and out to West Avenue there all the time.
Well, is that where the baggage is?
Yes, sir. It always collects right there.
Mm.
The buses pull up there. And I was somewhat surprised to find that they ordered Army buses without calling me.
Well, I would put a stop to that Monday morning. I'd call them in. George Reed is new and dumb and playing hell, and I just can't take it every week. That's just one thing every week along this line.
Won't have any more of
it. So you just call him in Monday morning and tell them that no Army bus is ever ordered unless you order it. And if you're going to pee a drop, the President tells you and the person that you ask, are you authorized to speak for the President? And if he says yes, you do it. And if you don't, you say, well, you quit wasting my time until you are.
You're right, sir, and you'll find it. It'll run exactly that way.
Thank you, General.
Waiting.